The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome to the World Cup Daily Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Ray Druitt to look ahead to Saturday's action. What a Saturday we've got in store as well. Argentina, Iran, Germany, Ghana and Nigeria, Bosnia to look forward to on Saturday. I, for one, am very excited. How excited are you, Ray Druitt?
On a scale of 1 to 10, Alex, we're probably pushing a 9 today.
Crikey. You're a hard man to please as well. You must be excited.
Exactly. I'm like the least excitable person there is, probably in the entire universe.
Yeah, some would call you miserable, Ray. How would you respond to that?
I would respond to that. Right.
Fair enough. Reverting to type, I like it. As I said, Argentina, Iran, Germany, Ghana, Nigeria, Bosnia. At least one of those games, probably two, scream goals to me. What about you?
I think we're going to get a couple of goals. I don't think we'll have too many in the Argentina game, which we'll come on to. But I think the Germany Ghana game could spell a few goals, and I think we'll have a couple in Nigeria Bosnia as well.
Okay, all right then. We'll dive straight into the action then. In fact, no, we won't. We'll have a bit of reflection first, because England are now officially out of the World Cup. All over rather quickly, that wasn't it. When you think that this time last week we were getting excited, ready to play Italy, and one decent performance and one poor performance, and next thing you know, that's it. Unlucky or not good enough, in your opinion?
Well, simply not good enough. You know, we said this on the William Hill World Cup previews. We were quite confident England wouldn't get out of the group after last Saturday's quite positive defeat to Italy. You know, we kind of thought, hang on a minute, there's actually something to this team. You know, I'm not a big fan of Raheem Sterling, as I've been saying all year, but he performed well against Italy. Sturridge's movement was good. Rooney, although he didn't score, looked good. The defence always looked shaky, but I think we were aware of that from the moment we kicked off against Peru in that pre-tournament friendly. And then against Uruguay, it was just flat, wasn't it? It was not one player turned up. I've heard people say Gary Cahill played well, but he was still all over the place for the goals. I refuse to believe that one person can hold the head high after that defeat.
Yeah, well, I'd agree with that. And while it is a great shame that England are out, we must move on.
You're out the sweepstake, Mr. Dunn.
I am out the sweepstake. It's disappointing.
First one drawn.
I know.
Third one out.
Disappointing, isn't it?
But no, you're probably fourth, actually, in all fairness. I think Cameroon, Spain and Ben Bramley's Australia were probably eliminated before you.
Yes. Yeah. We join one side who you wouldn't expect to be out and two that you certainly would. So
my Algeria is still going strong. By going strong, only played one game.
Yes, I was going to say. I'm in the final group. What about last night then? We saw France put in another impressive performance against lesser opposition once again, but you've got to win those games, and though they had a little bit of a blip in the last 10 minutes, going forward, they're really purring at the minute, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I've got a couple of points on this, really. Obviously, I was very keen on them pre-tournament, and you know, I got absolutely hammered. But I must say, we're only two games in, so you know, let's not get carried away. But people are saying Switzerland are lesser opponents, but this is a team who are ranked. You know, people are quick to bang this drum about the FIFA rankings. You know, it could be 9 or 11 places higher than France in the FIFA rankings. So people are quick to say, and there were a lot of people who are saying Switzerland are going to be one of the dark horses in this tournament. No. That they would top this group, and then that France would finish second. Now, if you're in a team that people are talking about like that, 5-2, I think you deserve a lot more credit than they're getting. I think the only reason France are probably getting spoken about now is because they've hammered someone. The same reason the Dutch were spoken about, the same reason the Germans were spoken about. And I guess if the Belgians hammered Russia tomorrow, you know, they will probably be spoken about in the same vein. I think the French do have a lot of credit. They've got a squad that no one really fancied at all. They've scored eight goals in two games.
Yep.
Benzema has been involved in five of those. He's joint top scorer at the moment on three. They're getting goals. There were five different scorers, wasn't that, as well, Alex? You know, they've scored eight goals, and is it six of them come from different players? Is that right?
I'm trying to think who got the other one, the own goal.
So there's five different scorers, an own goal, and obviously Benzema with three. I think the French, they deserve a lot of credit for what they're doing, but the big tests are obviously still to come. I think they'll probably play Bosnia or Nigeria in the second round, and then likely that they're going to come up against Germany, which is obviously a big, big test.
Mm. Yeah, it is, but at the minute they're playing very, very well indeed, and personally think that they've been the most impressive side I've seen so far, but Germany may change that. I think Germany were good against Portugal, but can they do it over two games? There's been a lot of sides that have done it in the first game and not the second.
I think the Honduras game, people just kind of wrote that off. They just said, well, it's Honduras. But it was the way they played. They were just in complete command for 90 minutes. It was essentially a training game. And we saw last night that Honduras can actually play a bit. You know, they didn't play too poorly against Ecuador last night. It wasn't the greatest game, I'm not going to lie. And the quality wasn't that of, you know, say, England-Italy 7 days ago. But they certainly put a performance in. And Ecuador gave Switzerland a cracking game last week. So I think after that Honduras performance last night adds a little bit more steel to the French camp.
Okay, interesting. Right then, we'll move on to Saturday's action. We'll kick off in Group F with Argentina against Iran. And at the time of recording, Argentina are 1-8. The draw is 7-1. Iran are 22-1. In terms of headline offers, Messi to score first and Argentina to win is 9-4. For Iran, you can get Ashkan Dejaga to score and Iran to win at 40-1. Match result, both teams to score. Argentina 9-4. The draw 15-2. Iran 33-1. Match result and four or more goals in the match. Argentina 23-20. The draw 14-1. Iran 66-1. All markets formed with Argentina, you know, strongly favoured here, Ray. Very, very easy to see why. But you said that you don't think that there'll be as many goals as maybe some people are thinking here.
Well, this match is very similar to the Trinidad and Tobago game. Of course, that was a warm-up, which Argentina played just a few weeks ago. I imagine it to be in the same setup as well. 11 men behind the ball and Argentina just roaming forward, you know, with every opportunity, really. They committed so many men forward against Trinidad and Tobago. They did create some chances, but they also missed a lot. And we saw in the opening game they were still quite wasteful against Bosnia. They created a lot more chances than we probably give them credit for, but they just kept missing them. So I don't think this will be any bigger than 3 or 4 nil here. I'm not thinking 5-6s, which I'm sure some people are looking at. And we've seen with Iran, they can defend as well. You know, we saw against Nigeria, they just put all their men behind the ball, looked to counter-attack. And you look at some of their recent performances, 0-0 against Nigeria. They won 2-0 against Trinidad and Tobago. They had a 1-0 draw with Angola. 0-0 draw with Montenegro. 0-0 draw with Belarus. You know, so they're not shipping lots of goals. Again, of course, they're not playing Argentina, but they're playing sides that, you know, can mix it with some of these European sides. So I don't think Iran get absolutely spanked tonight.
Okay. So with that in mind, we've got match handicaps here. Argentina minus a goal, 4-11. Minus two goals, 21-20. That'll certainly be tempting some people. Minus three is 13-5. Minus four is 6-1. If you think Iran can really hold out, Iran plus one is 5-1. Iran plus two, 17-10. Iran plus three, 8-13. What kind of markets have you been looking at in this game, Ray?
Well, I'd look at the minus two Argentina, because I think it will be, you know, 3-0 or above, but no bigger than four. And that 21-20. But I found a market which is very, very similar, but we can get a little bit of extra value here.
I like
it. Because I don't think Iran score. As I mentioned, they failed to score against Nigeria, Montenegro and Belarus. They got two against Trinidad and Tobago and one against Angola, but the preparation's been so poor, they don't really have a striker of any note, so you wouldn't imagine they'll be scoring. So the bet here is both teams to score an over or under 2.5 goals.
Voting to score, no. And over 2.5 goals is 8-5. So you're essentially, that is, you would need the -2 to land for that to land, of course.
Yeah.
But 8-5 is significantly bigger than, well, not significantly bigger, but it is bigger. It is bigger than the -2.
Okay.
So if you do fancy the -2, then I personally would take that. No and over 2.5 goals. Of course, you are taking a small risk that Iran score, but I just can't see it. You know, they showed very little against Nigeria. They had a chance from a set piece, which the Nigerian keeper had to be alert to. But other than that, I don't see them posing any threat to the Argentina goal.
4-9 for Iran not to score. And if you think Argentina will be bagging a few, over 2.5 Argentina goals, 8-11. Over 3.5 Argentina goals. At 2-1, and as you mentioned, you quite like 3-0 and 4-0. Prices there, 3-0, 5-1, 4-0, 13-2. So certainly a bit of value to get your teeth stuck into in a game where, on the outrights at least, there's no value at all. What's your best bet in this game then, Ray?
Well, I would be taking the overs and no, 8-5. But I just had a look at the card markets as well. Most booking points, Iran. Now, I think we're all in agreement that Argentina are going to have probably 65 to 70% of the ball, except for Mascherano and the odd Di Michaelis challenge. They're pretty solid. They don't get too many bookings. Iran most booking points is 8-13. I'm not particularly calling them a dirty side, but well, they're going to have to put in some challenges at some point to stop themselves from conceding.
Yeah, between the two, there's only going to be one winner there, isn't there?
Yeah, so. And it is odds on, but I still think it lands quite comfortably.
Okay, then. We'll move on then to the second game, kicking off at 8 o'clock. This one's in Group G. Germany against Ghana. 3-10 for Germany. The draw, 9-2. Ghana are 17-2. Headline offers, Thomas Muller to score first and Germany to win at 7-2. Asamoah Gyan to score and Ghana to win at 14s. You can back Germany and both teams to score at 7-4. Both teams to score on the draw at 9-2. Ghana 14-1. Plenty to go at in this game, Ray. Germany were very impressive in the first game against what I think is a pretty weak Portugal side and a Portugal side that were down to 10 men for more than half that game anyway. But Thomas Muller looked in form. Germany looked slick. Can they continue that against a Ghana side who I think are actually worse than people think? What do you think of this game?
Oh well, I think Ghana are probably better than people think. I thought they were the better side against the US. They switched off obviously very early, conceded that early goal, and then were constantly chasing it. But I felt they were unlucky to lose that game. But just a little stat on Thomas Muller. You must have heard over the last couple of days the statistics behind this guy. He's scored as many World Cup goals now as Maradona. He's got 8 World Cup goals in 7 games, and probably the most remarkable stat. He's like, he's got 8 goals and he's had 9 shots.
It's not bad, is it?
That is incredible stuff, isn't it?
Mm.
He always seems to pop up, doesn't he? Of course, he won the Golden Boot in 2010. And he's made great steps, hasn't he, to winning it again.
Yeah, currently the market leader with William Hill at 5-2 to be the Golden Boot winner once again.
Yeah, so I think this one will have goals. I think this is probably the most goal-laden games of the day. I really like the Germany both teams to score at 7-4. We've seen the Germans in some of their pre warm-up friendlies. They conceded against Armenia, 2 against Cameroon, and we've seen just how poor Cameroon are.
Mm.
And of course, Mads Hummels went off injured against Portugal. I don't think they'll risk him, so I think they'll be weaker at the back. I don't really know who they will bring in to replace Mats Hummels. I'm not too sure. Mustafi, I think he might come in. You know, he's nowhere near up to the level of Hummels. And I also think that Mertesacker needs a solid defender next to him to get the best out of him as well. Because we know he's not the most mobile of defenders against what is quite a pacey Ghana side. People just associate this Ghana side with the older guys like Essien, like Asamoah Gyan, but it is actually the youngest team in the tournament. I've got a lot of pace. The AU brothers, Kevin Prince-Boateng's obviously a decent player. I definitely think they score. I'm not sure how close they push the Germans. So if you're looking at handicap markets, I guess you know you're going to be looking at +2, but that's 3-4. I don't think Germans batter them. I really don't.
Okay. If you're looking at handicaps and you are keen on Germany, Germany minus a goal, 4-5. Germany minus two goals are 21-10. Ghana plus a goal, 11-5. Ghana plus two at 3-4. You mentioned Germany to win and both teams to score. That comes in at 7-4. That looks a decent price. If I was to push you for your best bet in this one, Ray, where would you be siding?
I think it would be the Germany to win and both teams to score. I think that they are weaker at the back than Portugal. Maybe tested on was it Monday they played?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I also think it's easy to say, but I think the ref gave them a helping hand. I think some of his decision making wasn't the best on Monday. You can't really disagree with the Pepe red card, but Muller was lucky not to be booked in there. And there was just a couple of fouls here and there, which I think they certainly had the rub of the green. I think Dan will certainly put up a better performance than they did against the US, which I didn't think was a bad performance anyway.
OK, right. So we're going to take Germany and both teams to score at 7-4 as the best bet in this game, right? Yeah?
That's the one, yeah.
Okie doke. We'll move on to the final game on Saturday. Back to Group F for Nigeria against Bosnia. Nigeria 100-30, the draw 23-10, Bosnia in at 10-11. Obviously, two sides that won't be delighted with their results from the opening game. Bosnia lost to Argentina, but of course their performance in that will have given them a lot of credit. And although I said that they won't be happy with the result, they didn't get tonked. Their goal difference won't be harmed too much by that. Nigeria were a little bit drab against Iran, I think it's fair to say. The key question here, Ray, is does Shola Amiobi start in a World Cup final?
Well, I've been hearing strong claims for Shola to start over the last 24 hours. Of course, these have been coming from myself. I think he stands a chance. You know, Emenike was really, really poor. I also think Musa had a bad game. Victor Moses was very quiet. They need... They need a bit of variety, you know. If they say, for example, they start Shola and Odin Wingi, not that they will start both. I think both are very average players at best, if they're being complimentary. But you'll have one big guy and one pacey guy, which does tend to work for these lesser nations. But Nigeria come into this. They came into this tournament with really high hopes. They were thinking, you know, quarter final places. Now, I know every side says, oh, we can do quite well, but I think they genuinely believed it. You know, there was a lot of hype around Nigeria after this youthful side won the African Cup of Nations last year. I don't think they're the highest ranked in the FIFA rankings. I think that might be Algeria. But there was certainly a lot of expectation around Nigeria. And again, I'm expecting a lot better performance than what we saw last week.
Yeah, we saw Amiobi and Odin Wingi making a difference off the bench. Whether that's enough to get either of them a start remains to be seen. But they come up against a Bosnia side here who put up a good fight against Argentina. Some would say we're unlucky not to come away with something. Argentina's class just showing through in the end. But there is a lot of talent in this Bosnian side. And, I mean, what we're getting, 10-11, almost even money about them winning this. It's too big for me to ignore, Ray. What about you?
Yeah, I think we're almost looking at this one being a one-off game to see who finishes second to Argentina. Really, without disrespect to Iran, we don't expect them to be anywhere near this. I think the 10-11 does look good on Bosnia. We didn't get to see them in full flow, I don't think, against Argentina. Of course, I think that they obviously would have adapted their game to go there and not get a spanking, as you said. But then they kind of realised, you know, probably around about the 25-30 minute mark, that they've actually got a bit of... Well, I'm sure they were aware that they've got quality. But I think they realised they were well in this game and did actually stand a chance. But then when Argentina made the change at half-time, I think they kind of moved into a second gear. But one man who did have a great game was Pjanic of Roma. We've spoken about him a lot on the European football podcast this year. He's 12-5 to score any time tonight, 7-1 first and last. He had an absolutely cracking game. I think he'll be a bet to get forward. And maybe not today. Of course, he'll be on set pieces as well. So 12-5 on him. And they both seem to score as well. I think that one's... I know the Bosnians are quite strong in defence, but I'm expecting a lot more the Nigerians to throw caution to the wind tonight. Because then I think, well, if they don't win this, they know they are out of the World Cup. Not mathematically, of course, but they will be out of the World Cup. And that's 10-11, both teams to score.
Yeah, Okay.
And it'll be another one of these, but yes, and over 2.5 goals at 11-8. So both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 11-8. We've seen this 2-1 scoreline so frequently.
Yeah, we have.
In this World Cup so far. You know, some of these tough games that you don't really know how to call, like Ecuador-Switzerland, like Ecuador-Honduras last night, like Ghana-USA, you know, you don't really know which way they're going to go. So it seems a common trend just to play the overs and both teams to score on a regular basis. And that's 11-8. Just over 2.5 is even money.
Okay. So, well, if you're a fan of backing Premier League players that you know, headline offers here, Moses to score Nigeria to win 10-1, Edin Dzeko to score Bosnia to win 7-4, that one I'd imagine will be fairly popular. What's your best bet in this game, Ray?
I think it will have to be the both teams to score at 10-11. I'm not really sure how this game will go. I know the Bosnia 10-11 does look good on paper, but I am expecting a much better performance from Nigeria. So I think this one will be for the in-play guys to really get the teeth stuck into, to see how we settle down. But both teams to score for me.
Okay, both teams to score there in the Nigeria-Bosnia game. Great stuff, Ray. We're going to hear now from Lee Phelps and Robbie Savage on the three games this evening. Robbie will offer his thoughts. It'll be interesting to see if he agrees with you, Ray. But enjoy the action on Saturday. Hopefully we'll have more fantastic action from Brazil. And we'll catch up again soon.
The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
It's Argentina's group, Robbie. We watched the first half of their match against Bosnia and we were a bit disappointed, and then Messi turned on a bit of magic. As soon as they got a bit of space, and once Bosnia started to... They really got on top of Bosnia. They shouldn't have any kind of problems with this Iranian team, who look short of goals, and obviously there are a chasm between Argentina and Iran in world rankings.
Well, we've seen some shock so far this competition. Australia ran Holland close. Costa Rica have beaten Italy. Spain getting hammered against the Dutch. Can Iran beat Argentina? No. I thought they'd done well to get a goalless draw against Nigeria. Had one or two chances. Great save from the Nigerian goalkeeper from a header. But that was it. I think Argentina will win this game. You know, can Messi get a few goals to increase his tournament goal scoring? We've got one so far, only in one game. But can he grab a brace, you know, and perform in the World Cup for Argentina? They'll win this game. They'll win the group, I think. But Argentina to nil. Messi first goal scorer is a great bet.
Germany looked sensational in the first game against Portugal. Ghana did well in the first game, but they ultimately lost to the USA, which will have hit them quite hard, won't it? Germany, if they carry on the way they did against Portugal, they could rack up another four here, couldn't they?
And I thought Ghana and Atsu, they had a, you know, threat on the wing, but his final ball wasn't that good. Mountari didn't really perform to what he can. SCM was a late substitute. They've got to go out and win this game. I don't think they will against the German side. Muller, so many goals in World Cups already. You've got to say Germany to nil. Take a pick out of the goal scorers. Will he rest a few players? Players on yellow cards. Germany to win to nil.
Nigeria play Bosnia. So Bosnia looked good. They looked organised. They closed Argentina down, but they've got to go and make a game now against Nigeria, who they look as poor as anyone has really against Iran, drawing 0-0.
Well, Bosnia, they've got some quality players. Dzeko, can he get a goal and get on the score sheet and get the winner? I think it won't be that many goals. I think Nigeria would defend deep. No, Dzeko's going to be vital in this game. I'm going to go with a Bosnia win and Dzeko to score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.